Nun Testament Aleph, Gemara has a phrase. It says, "Lekim Midim Yisrael, Lekim Midim immediately Yisrael Shari Lakim Aser." We don't have a category where for Akum it's Aser and Yisrael Shari. I remember Shefter Shlita once mentioned that the Gemara has an Ayin Dalam and Aleph and in Yuma. The definition halakhically of Chilul Hashem is you're doing a veira in front of 10 Yidim. But there's a Yiddishism that is, you're doing something that looks bad in front of the non-Jews, that's a Chilul Hashem. That's not the halakhic Chilul Hashem that the Gemara and Yuma refers to, because that, as I said, is an aveira you do in front of 10 Jews. But that Yiddishism of doing something that in the eyes of the non-Jews is wrong comes from this din. I heard him mention. And that's what it means, Lake immediately Yisrael Shari Lachem Aser. I remember he mentioned in the context of gambling. If someone would come up with a whole shtickle Torah, we assume gambling is for sure Aser, but even if someone wanted to come out that it was okay, for example, many churches in America don't allow, playing bingo. So we're gonna say that that's okay. That's a concept of Lake Yemidu Yisrael Shari Lakom Aser. That's an echo of that. So it's in a very important cloud, and we have to be cognizant of it, because if fine non-Jews look down upon something, we're going to say a shtickle Torah and matter it. It's not acceptable. And that's what this cloud really is saying. So Tosis points out, he says that, there's mitzvahs that seem to fly in the face of that. Well, that's exactly the point, Tosis says. Mitzvahs are different. We know that a goy that observes Shabbos is chayiv misa. We mentioned that din, but Yisrael, it's a mitzvah. And even though on Sheni b'Shabbos is not a mitzvah, but the concept of Shabbos is a mitzvah. So then Tosis takes care of that concept. It's interesting that Tosis doesn't mention Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, we learned that goys also learn Talmud Torah too as well. Why Tosis only focus on Shabbos? I think the pashtus is because non-Jews can learn Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach, so there is a type of Talmud Torah that's okay. Then Tosis goes on and discusses Ubarim. We know that a goy that does abortion is Chayiv Misa, and he says a Yisrael is Pater. Even though it's Pater, though, it's not Shari. So obviously Tosis says Beferish that it's also to do an abortion, and Dr. Steinberg spoke about that beautifully, whether the Yisr is Ritzicha, like the Rambam, or the Ron and Chulin says it's Isra Babola, or Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that it's a Din of Otzah Zerla Vatala. Whatever you're going to say, it's definitely Aser, and therefore it doesn't fall into this category of Lake Yemidin Sol Shari Lakam Aser. And then Tosis points out, what do you do with the following? The Miu Kosha, the Amrimin Perkin, Soramora, the Kamadaf Ayin Beis, Yotza Rosho, Ein Ogenbo, Dein Dokha Nefesh, Mnei Nefesh. We can kill the uber if it's still in utero and save the mother. A goy can't do that. So that should fall in this category, fly in the face of this category. Tosis says, no, that's a mitzvah, so it doesn't fall under the category. But in the first day of Tosis holds that it's usur for a goy to destroy the uber to save the mother. Then Tosis backs out of it, or he has a second day. The efshur, dafilu ba'ovik chum shari. So Tosis has 2 days beferish here, whether a goy can save the mother by killing the uber. 2 days in Tosis. So what exactly is the 2 days in Tosis? What are they arguing about? So the Minchas Chinuch writes in Reish Sadi Hey, he points out the Gemara later on in Ayin Beis and Mebeis. He writes Beferish that there is a din rodef by goyim. If one goy sees another goy chasing after someone to kill him, a third party can go in and kill. Minchas Chinuch is Mitzvahs Reis Sarivav, Osei. And therefore, and it quotes the Pasuk here in Ayin Beis, Beshovich Adam Ba'adam, and he claims that Pasuk, and Reb Chaim also says in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, that there's a din rodef by Goyim, and therefore, based on that Pasuk of Shofech Adam ba'adam says beferushov edam adam ba'adam damo yishafech. And I guess to put it in line with Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, it also repeats Lo Tirtzach. So there's a din rodef by goyim, and you could kill someone to save someone else's life. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch points out. But here, I guess you have to say an ayin beis and beis. The Gemara says a child in utero is a rodef, not a real rodef. It's min shamayah karafale. So it's not really a din rodef. So what exactly is the 2 days that Tysus arguing on, whether it's mutter for you to kill the Uber to save the mother? So it's interesting. Maybe we could suggest the Gemara later on, two block later from Ayin Beis and Ayin Dalaman Beis, has a shaila in the Gemara as to whether the Gemara has a shaila from Rabami whether a Ben Noach is mitzvah on Kiddush Shem or not. So the Gemara says, Abaye says that if there were mitzvah and Kiddush Shem, there would be 8. So Rava says, no, it's an Abizrayu. What is an Abizrayu? I mean, the Arama means it's like it's tavlin. It's like spices to a food. So it's like an ancillary part of the mitzvahs. And then the Gemara has a discussion here, and it's a 3 days when he's shown him what the maskana was. The Rambam in Tosfos, Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam writes Beferish, in Pirik Yud, Hilchos Malachim Lacha Beis, and Tosfos here in Ayin Ham and Alf write Beferish that the Gemara's poshut the Shiloh Ben Noach is not mitzvah b'kiddush Hashem. Rabbi Yonah here says that's in Vital Ifshito, and the Chedush Yaran has a Girsin Rashi that the Gemara was nifshut that a Ben Noach is mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem. There is a Machloikish Rashi in the Yad Ramah as to whether this is the Shiloh Ben Noach being mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem is only by Avodah Zarah, meaning if someone threatens his life to do Avodah Zarah, does he have to give up his life? That's what Rashi has. And the Yad Ramah says that it was all by all the Shev Mitzvah Ben Noach. All the Shev Mitzvah Ben Noach was the Shiloh if their life was threatened, Avram Minachai, Birkas Hashem, Gezel. So the Yad Ramah learns this by all Sheva Mitzvahs. The Rachonir's Masber that Rashi held because Avodah Zarah, Lamaisu, was the Kiddush Hashem is really clearly seen by Avodah Zarah in its most manifest way, so therefore wasn't a Shiloh by the other 6. But Tosfos here on the bottom of Ayin Dalaman Beis is bothered by Akasha. He says, how could there be a tzad that a Ben Noach is not Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem? It says, V'chai Behem. Chai Behem is Bisro Aksiv, and it's not found by Akum. So basically what you have is you have a conflict. You have Kiddush Hashem, which means you have to die out Kiddush Hashem, and you have a mitzvah of V'chai Behem, which is what an imperative to live by mitzvahs. And that's a conflict. Tosfos says, if a Ben Noach is not mitzvah Kiddush Hashem, that means that you're going to live. And V'chai Behem tells you to live. But that's only by Yisrael, not by Goyim. So how could the Gemara have such a sad? That's Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos makes a complete about face, and he says the only reason why we have Bachai Behem and Yadus is in order that we shouldn't learn Yarev Yava from Rotzeach and Gimli Arayis. And therefore Bachai Behem says it's only limited there to Ritzich and Gimli Arayis, but nowhere else. But by Akum, it's a Dover Poshet that there's a Din of Pikuch Nefesh. A Dover Poshet. What's the marker? He doesn't say. What is the marker? He doesn't say. So, Pashtus and Tosfos, it's a Svara Ba'alma that Tosfos assumes that there's a Din of Pikuach Nefesh for Goyim as well. And it could be a way we mentioned a few months ago, there's a notion of Tikkun of Medina, we mentioned from our Rebbe Rabaron Zatzal, that the threat of the Shev Mitzvah Noach is that society should run properly, and you have to have a care for other people's lives. How can you have a Tikkun of Medina, Yeshua Shalolam, without having this mandate of Pikuach Nefesh? So it could be, and it could very well be, it's interestingly, that the Gemara said that Kiddush Hashem was an Abizrayu. So the Gemara, according to the way you learn up the Maskanas of Gemara, if they're not Mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem, does that mean there's no Abizrayus? I don't think so. Poshup Shav, like Rambam Tosfos, Ben Noach is not Mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem. There's no Abizrayu of Kiddush Hashem that they're Mitzvah in. But there are other Abizrayus that they're Mitzvah in, which we'll see Biz Hashem. And it could very well be this whole notion of Pikuach Nefesh, in essence, is like an Abizrayu. It's an ancillary of all the Shem Mitzvah Noach, in essence. That they have to save their own lives and other people's lives. That's the Nakuda maybe we could suggest. And that is that it could be maybe the 2 days in Tosfos by us as to whether you could kill the baby in utero to save the mother is clearing the following shaila. And that is that, does pikuach nefesh mean al pidin that I'm mechuyev to what? Save myself? Because Rambam and Tosfos say a ben noach is not mitzuven kiddush Hashem. So memela, I can save myself even if I'm going to transgress the shev mitzvah ben noach. Or do we say also that pikuach nefesh includes other people as well, and I have to save their lives as well, which we're going to see lamaisa, some gedolei poskim say not that way. But maybe we could suggest that's goof of the shaila in the Tosfos. What is the hagdara of pikuach nefesh? Is pikuach nefesh is that I can save other people's lives even if I'm transgressed to shev mitzvah? Killing an Uber is clearly ritzicha for goyim, but I have to save someone else's life, so I'm able to do that. Or do I say no, that pikuach nefesh means just hatzolas atzmi, and therefore hatzolas atzmi, that's all. But to save other people's life, I don't have the ability to break the shev mitzvah noach. That may be the shaila at hand. The truth is, there are three shitas in gedolei achronim, and the minchas chinuch is a medaikus from the Rambam. We know that there's a halach of ein misrapin batzei asherim. There's a din of an abizrayu by all the shlosha averis for yadus. We know that klor. Rabbeinu Yonah has it in Pirakei and Mishnah Gimel, in the Mishnayos and others. What's the abizrayu for gilui arayus? The sugir and lamed nayin hamen af libotina. The guy had a mental illness, he had to speak to the woman without any clothes on behind the fence. The din is we have to let him die. What's the abizrayu for the din of ritzicha? Rabbeinu Yonah says, bushav rabbi. Taisa says in Sota Yudim Beis. What's the abizrayu for the din of Avodah Zarah? Amos Rapin Matzah Asheri. Can't he? Gemorim Sachem Chafei Manaf. You can't have the pill from the bark of a Asheri tree. You're not doing Avodah Zarah, but that's abizrayu. All the Shlosha Averis have abizrayus. Alpidin. So if that's the case, what is the din for a Ben Noach by Misrapin Batzei Asheri? What is the din? So the Minchas Chinuch writes, if someone takes a gun to a goy's head to do Avodah Zarah, he doesn't have to give up his life. They're not mitzuven kiddush Hashem like the Rambam and Tosfos. But can he take a bark of the pill? Minchas Chinuch says, absolutely not. It's usur. Absolutely not. It's usur. It's considered to be an abizrayu. They have abizrayus too. The Rebbe Kiveger in Simon Samach Beis in Yordea quotes the Tevis Goma that's mistopic on this thing. And the Parsha Strachim says, of course a goy, Lamaisa can be misrapted. He needs to save his life. But the Minchas Chinuch says, no. He doesn't. He's not mechuyev to give up his life, but in a passive way, to take a pill, that's taka aser. You know, Reb Chaim has there in Hilchos Rotzeach, he has a line where he says, there's no din of pikuach nefesh ben noach. In Perek Alef Hilchot Es. Reb Shach Zatzal asks him, what do you mean there's no din of pikuach nefesh? This whole sugya we just mentioned. Of course there's a din of pikuach nefesh. You're not mitzuven kiddush Hashem, you're mechuyev to save yourself. What's Reb Chaim mean? So it could be Reb Chaim means, it's like that Minchas Chinuch, that there's no din of pikuach nefesh by goy means that halacha lemaisa, he cannot be misrap himself batzei asherah. That's takas. In fact, Asher L'Shlomo goes as far to say that the hagdara of pikuach nefesh by goyim means halacha lemaisa means that you're mechuyev to save yourself. In other words, just like you have a chiyuv of mitzvahs ad chomish, you have a chiyuv to save yourself pikuach nefesh. That's Bein Yisrael, Bein Lakum, Halacha L'maisa. For Yisrael, we have the Shlosh Averis. For an Akum, they don't have the din of the Shlosh Averis. They're not Mitzuvan Kiddush. So when it comes to saving yourself, a Jew and Goy are equal. But when it comes to saving other people, he's Medayik from Rashi and Ayin Dalam and Alf in Sanhedrin, that the Nefesh of Klal Yisrael is Yikara. So a Jew has a Chiv B'kuch Nefesh to save another Jew. But a Goyim don't have such a din. We want to suggest, maybe that's so. The day in Tosfos and Nun Tesem and Alpha saying, yes, you're mechuyev to kill the Uber to save the mother. Because pikuach nefesh is not just save yourself. Tikkun ha-medina and yeshuva shalom means save the other guy as well. To the degree you can kill the Uber to save the mother. We want to suggest that Tosfos in that second of the Efsher, maybe that's the definition of pikuach nefesh. And pikuach nefesh is not just save yourself, but save other people as well, apidin. And that's why Tosfos has that clear, the Efsher that it's Shari. And there is no doubt that we have this concept of Abizrayu, as we said by the Shlosh Averis within Yadus. You know, the famous Machloj of Zam Lechem Yishlit always says over between the Balamor and the Ramban, by Lifnei Iver the Avodah Zarah. He's told it all many times. If someone takes a gun to my head to machshel someone in a avodah zarah, do I have to say yarek v'yavo? So the Baal HaMor says yes. The Gemara says here, and I endow them in bays, the all these pots that they come and collect, the avodah zarah nicks. So are we allowed to give it over? Dilo tam the Rav Amar Hanas Atman Shaini. Dilo tam achi hani kavaki with muniki. Hechi avinu el hanat vatzo shiny. Hakanam hanat vatzo shiny. Zok the Baal HaMor. You see, hanas shiny is a tour in the shlosh averus because leaf the Hever is an abizrayu to avodah zarah. Zok the Baal HaMor. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? Leaf the Hever is an iser klali. It's not an iser prati. That's why hanas atz was a tour. Hanos Atz is not a Ptur in the Gimel Aveira straight up. It's a fundamental machlaik. Is Lifne Iver, Lemaisa, and Isser Klali, and Isser Prati, but it's an Abizrayu according to the Baal HaMor. Same machlaik as Rash Ben Ran, Mar Sinai and Avodah Zarah. Right? Mar Sinai and Avodah Zarah. Yarav Al Yavar, machlaik is Rash Ben Ran. The Ramon Shukhrach Kuf Mem Ches, in your day is Meku. We don't say Yarav Al Yavar. But the machlaik is Mar Sinai, Isser Klali, and Isser Prati. If it's Isser Prati, we say that then Yarav Al Yavar. That's how the Rav Zatzal says the Machlekes Rashi Taisis on Vav Amid Aleph, Zayin Amid Aleph, by us. Did Aaron do right or wrong by building the eagle? So Rashi says he was wrong, because Rashi holds like the Baal HaMor, who's Yarav Yavar, should have died like Chur. And Taisis, no, it's not talking on the Pasuk of Botzei Abirach Nietz Hashem. Taisis says it was talking about the other Pasuk, Emes Umishpot Shalom. According to Taisis, Aaron did right, because Taisis holds like the Ramban. This is a fundamental machlokes. And the truth is, Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal, he has it in the notes there in the Shurim of the Rav. Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal pointed out that it could be the Ramban might be maskin. That normally the Lifnei Avodah Zarah is not Yarav Al Yavar. But by Aaron, Lemaisi did the wrong thing because he made the Avodah Zarah. He made it. So maybe outside it's an Avodah Zarah. A little bit strange to me because I thought the Ramban says it wasn't Avodah Zarah the whole thing. The Ramban and Kuzari say it wasn't a Avodah Zarah. Poshup Shad, the Gemara says it was a Avodah Zarah on Zion and Alf. But nonetheless, you see again that usage of Abizrayu. That's the Chiddush you have, what of Abizrayu. Abizrayu, you have this Chiddush. So the truth is, Abizrayu in one sense is similar to Toldus. You know, you have Toldus, there's a whole Shiloh where they have Toldus in Kol HaTorah Kulo. There's a whole Shiloh where there's Toldus. Minchas Chinuch has a Suffolk. You know, you're not allowed to carry the Korban Pesach from one place to the next. So he has a suffix whether Zrika. Zrika is a tolda of Hotzah and Shabbos. Do you have that din Kol HaTorah Kulo by Korban Pesach? Do we have, you know, the Shari Melech has a suffix by Egla Rufa? You're not a Nachalesim. Do you have toldas in Kol HaTorah Kulo? So toldas are very similar to Abizrayu. But Lemaisa, what I want to just point out is Abizrayu is a little bit different. It's a little bit different. In what sense? So in the notes there in Dav Zayin, they quote from Rav Gorelick Zatzal, that he points out the Ran writes that if you're overleaf neiver on Shabbos, you're not a mumr l'kol Shabbos, l'kol HaTorah Kulo. Because that notion, there's no concept of Abizrayu in Hukhul Shabbos. That the Isser is subsumed under, if you're overleaf neiver, you didn't do one of the malachas, so I can be a mumr l'kol HaTorah Kulo. So it could very well be that Lemaisa, you know, told us, though exist, but they're not the exact same thing as the concept of Abizrayu. And if they're not the exact same thing of Abizrayu, you could say, Beferish, that the Ran doesn't necessarily have to hold like the Ramban. Ramban says, Lif Nivra Bodazor, you don't say Yarag Vayavar. So the Ran said, oh, you're over Lif Nivra Shabbos, you're not a Mumr LeShabbos. They're Lechur in line. Maybe they're not necessarily in line, because there's no concept of Abizrayu in Shabbos. You don't have that concept. So what I want to bring out is that it could very well be that this 2 days in the Taisus might exactly be Talmud on this concept of how we define Pikuach Nefesh, and the Makor Pikuach Nefesh is a Svara. Taisus assumes it. And that Svara, in essence, might be kind of like an Abizrayu in a positive way. Kiddush Hashem, the Gemara said, also would have been, but the Shaila Hawi Paskin. Shaila Hawi Paskin. Poshup Shaila, we Paskin, the Ram in the Taisus that we're not Mitzuvah. So maybe that's the Shaila. What the 2 days in Taisus might be, what might be based on. No, Uber's not Rodif min Shemaya. Regular Rodif is an offer to Gemara who sent them in Chosvinuch and Reb Chaim. You kill them. Well, both, not like the Miri. Miri doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference if it's the third binder or the Nirdaf. That's the Gemara. The Gemara is not Machalik and Ayin Beis and Beis. I'm saying by goyim would be the same thing. Why would you be machalik? What'd you say? I can't hear you.
By an Uber, you say 2 days
in Tyson, maybe the din, you'll have to go over there for the guy himself, to save himself. Well, the 2 days in Tyson, in Tesla is, can you kill the Uber, another guy, to save the mother, a third party? What's the definition of pikuach nefesh? Is pikuach nefesh to save yourself or also to save other people?
Yes, so now let's go to Reagan.
What's the problem? You can kill the guy to save the fellow from the road. Yes, I am base and base.
Third party too?
Third party also, Bush shot. A third party that sees a guy chasing after. That's the Gemara, I am base and base. Shofik Adam Bottom. That's the Gemara. But the Uber is not a road. He's road in Shemaya. So that's why you have the 2 days in Titus. I can't hear you. The Gemara in Ayin Beis Beis is not talking about Koyim, but the Gemara quotes a Pasuk. So the Midrash Chinuch and Reb Chaim say that Pasuk applies to Bnei Noach. That's what I mentioned. You're right, the Gemara is talking about here, but they say since that Pasuk is used, that Pasuk is Medur with Bnei Noach, so the Din is by Bnei Noach. That's the Chiddush of the Midrash Chinuch.
Is the Din with the third party?
Yes, also.
Why is it different than Uber?
Uber is Minish Shemaya. Nishkin Shem Rode Feis. It's a different thing. Okay. Next Tosis now, a Nun Tesamid Beis. A Nun Tesamid Beis, the next Tosis. Tosis says, the Gemara challenges Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanina's Klal, where he says that any mitzvah that was given to Ben Noach and repeated by Sinai is Lezeh Ulezeh Nemra. So the Gemara says, what about Puruvu? The Gemara assumes a premise that Puruvu, the Ben Noach, is not mitzvah. And we know it was repeated. So Tosis has a kasha on the top of the New Testament base. Tosis frek the kasha. He says minolon that's not nemer l'bnei Noach. Why does the Gemara assume this premise? So he says, oh, maybe because it's not listed in the list. But we said kumes is not listed. Zok Tosis, no, I'll tell you why the Gemara knew. Because it's a sheva al tasi too. Anyone's mitzvah prover review is mitzvah not to be mashkes zera. So okay, so Tosis says that. Halacha l'maisa, that's how the Gemara knew that they're not mitzvah. So it's interesting that the Rabbeinu Tam, in the end, beginning of the second Pirkei Nida, points out, and the Taisa Rush right here, that since we know we Paskin women are not mitzvah in Puruvu, then they therefore have no Isser of Mashkish Zerah Levatola. That would have been, what's one of the nafkaminas by abortion, what the Isser is. You had a woman doctor, and you say it's not Ritzicha or Kabbalah, but you say it's Otsar Zerah Levatola, and you hold like this Rabbeinu Tam and the Tais HaRosh, then a Jewish woman could do an abortion. Right? We don't hold like that, of course, because we Paskin since Ritzicha and Nisar Kabbalah. But that would be the first Nafka meaning. But there are Rishonim right there, and in the beginning of the second Pirkei Anita, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ran right there, say absolutely not. There's no corollary between Puruvu and Hotzah Zerah Levatola, or be Mashkes Zerah. In other words, even though women are not Mitzvah in Puruvu, they have an Isser to be Mashkes Zerah. That's what the Ran, the Rashba, and the Ramban all say in Maseches Nida. So it's a phenomenal thing. The Stechemid quotes in Chelik Beis, Marecha Zayin, Os Beis. Chelik Beis, Marecha Zayin, Os Beis. He says the following chiddush. He quotes the Sefer Mata Aaron that claims, what about by, and they the reason why those Rishonim say that they're mitzuvah in Hashchas Zerah Levatola because the Dora Mabel, both men and women were killed. But the Mata Aaron says unbelievably from the Stechemet. He says that Bnei Noach are mitzuvah in the din of Hashchas Zerah Levatola. He says, why wasn't it listed? He says it's a Abizrayu of Shvichas Dom. An Abizrayu of Shvichas Dom. Wow. That's amazing Chiddush. So you see that it's an Abizrayu. So that goes back to the first Mahalak we had, that there is Abizrayus. We wanted to say V'chaibahem, Kuch Nefesh is kind of like an Abizrayu. We had the whole din of Yisrapos by Goyim. So Alpidin, Lamaisa, it makes sense. Lamaisa, this chiddush that is considered Abizrayu. Now, I forgot to mention that even though the Parshas Drachim learns that al pidin that bnei Noach are not mitzuvin kiddush Hashem, then he learns off like the maskana, but he says ritzich is aser yarav yavur for ben Noach, because what's the din of ritzicha by yarav yavur for yudim? It's a svara. If it's a svara, then my blood is no redder than the other guys. He says the svara should carry over to non-Jews as well. So again, you see that if it's based on svara, like we wanted to say this din of pikuach nefesh, why be mechal between what? Between Klal Yisrael and Bnei Noach. Just like it should apply to pikuach nefesh if it's a svara, tikkun olam, so too by the din of what? The din of Yarva Yavar should apply by Ritzicha, because the whole svara of Yarva by Ritzicha is a svara, so it should carry over. Even though Bnei Noach and Amitsu the Kiddush Shem, it'll be Ritzicha will be an exception. Okay. Now this leads us to the third mahalach that also will show, God willing, that it's also related to this concept of, you know, svara and as opposed to psukim between yidim and non-Jews. The Gemara here on Nun Tes, a little bit later, has the marker, and it says that Larabos b'nei keturah. Mar darshan the pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yosef b'nei Seimer, Rabbi Yosef b'chanina, is priest say Larabos b'nei keturah. B'nei keturah are mechuyev in milu. So Rashi says here on the spot that b'nei keturah are the six children that were born to Avram and not their zerah. So Rashi writes that b'nei keturah mechuyev milu only the six children, not l'dayre daros. But the Rambam argues, Rambam clearly argues and says that all the daros b'nei keturah are mechuyev. Rambam says in Perek Yud Halacha Ches, in fact, the Ein Mishpat Nir Mitzvah is already mitzayin the Rambam. I don't know how often he does that. It's interesting. Machlokes Rashi and Rambam right on the spot. It's right here in Osei, is mitzayin the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. So it's interesting. The Shagasaria points out here, very interesting chiddush, points out, the Shagasaria points out, it's in Simen Mem Tes. He points out that according to the Shita that they're Mechuyev in Mila, they're only Mechuyev in Mila and not Priya. Because Halacha Lamaisa, only they're Mechuyev in, that Yeshua was Mitzuvah in what? Mitzuvah in Priya, and therefore they're Mechuyev in Mila, but not Priya. So the Rambam takes it a step further, and the Rambam writes that the B'nai Keturah got mixed up with the rest of the Arabs, Yishmael, and therefore he says all Yishmaelim are Mechuyev in Mila. That's what the Rambam writes. Kesef Mishnah says they're not, the Rambam writes are not Neiragin Alav, because it's not one of the Shem Mitzvah Noach, the Kesef Mishnah says. So therefore they're not Neiragin Alav. The Mishnah Melech writes, very interesting horror. He says, what do you mean? Shev Mitzvah Alav B'nei Noach, but this is a different Ummah. Maybe this Ummah has a new Mitzvah, and maybe on that the Mitzvah, and maybe it's Chayim Misa. Mishnah Melech has a line like that. But he backs out of it and he says, listen, we don't know who are Yishmaelim, who are B'nei Keturah, and therefore we don't kill Misafik. But that's when the Mishnah Melech has a line like that against the Kesef Mishnah. So the Aruch Lanier's Masber here in our Gemara, he says that Avram had a Tzivui B'Yitzchak Yikar Lecha, and then afterwards when he had more children, then the Chiyuv of B'nei Keturah came into play. That's how the Aruch Lanier wants to say. And therefore, that's what the Biri says according to Rashi. And the Rambam will say a very similar thing, that the Zarm of B'nai Keturah, that Chiyuv, came into play later. There is a third sheet of the Tais HaRosh. Tais HaRosh says that Zeri Yishmael was Mechuyiv in Mila ad Matan Torah. Until Matan Torah, they were Mechuyiv in Mila. That's what the Tais HaRosh says right here. Interesting. Ad Matan Torah. So the Shagasari is a beautiful pilpul there. Shagasari says that he paskins Ladina like Rashi, and he has a kasha and a steer in the Rambam, because the Rambam writes in the Suribiya that the four nations, Edom, right, Moab, Mitzri, and Edomi, how can we marry them nowadays if they're Megayer? Because Sancher is Mavabo all the Umos. Right, that's how the Gemara says, Abrachas Tafkaf Chesri, Yeshua is Mater, Yehuda Gira Amoni, because of that din of what, he was Mavabo all the Umos. So, Frek the Rambam, Frek the Shagasari and the Rambam should be a stira, Allah Maisa. He says, why does the Rambam paskin that all Yishmaelim should be chayiv? He was mavabo all the umos. So why should the Rambam postulate that B'nai Keturah got mixed up in Yishmael, they should all be mechuyiv? That's the kasha that the Shagasari asks. So because of that kasha, he goes out and he paskins like Rashi, that only meant the six children, only the first door. So the note of Yehuda has a tshuva, where he quotes his son there, that gives the following teretz. The note of using the Ma'ara Dura Tinyana Ibn Ezer and Simon Mem Beis. He quotes the son of Shimon Landa. He says like this. He says, amazing pshat. This goes back to what we were saying before. What's the Makaris of Rov? Ruben Issa Kaman, Ruben Leisa Kaman. Ruben Issa Kaman, Zacharav Lahatos. Ruben Leisa Kaman, Gemara Ezer Chulin from Korb Pesach, right? From, killing someone. Statistical Rov. They're all psukim. If it's a kosev, that's only by Klal Yisrael, not by Goyim. Not by Goyim at all. You don't apply the Rov. It's a mute shliach, he says, and that's why the Rambam writes that all Yishmaelim are chayv and nila. Again, you see, if it's based on psukim, it's only for what? It's only for Klal Yisrael. If it's based on Sfarah, we would apply it. He happens to be the Minchas Shinuch. Take asks Fakir. He says, why aren't all the Masalim chayv and nila based on that? He asks who Fakir to Shag Zaryah, Minchas Shinuch. But Lamaisa, that's the kasha that the Minchas Chinuch asks. So it comes out, and it's interesting. The Shagasari ends the piece. He says in Hilchos Nedarim, when you take a netter from Umos Olam, he says Bnei Keturah are not. There's no. If you take a from Zera Avram, he says Bnei Keturah are not considered miyuchas to them. He writes it very clearly. So it's clearly that he says, you know, they're not considered to be part of what. Part of Zera Avram, and they're not miyuchas at all. But again, it comes out, Lamais, it always depends, perhaps, what's the makor din is. I think I mentioned last time, Shmuel ben Chafni, one of the Rishonim, has 30 mitzvahs, b'nei nochem mitzvah. So based on what we're saying today, Lamais, we had Pikuch Nefesh, the question is what the Akdar of Pikuch Nefesh was. And number two, this din of Otsos Zera Levatala, or Hashah Zera Levatala, would also be an Abizrah based on that. So you can collect a lot of mitzvahs that maybe B'nai Acharam are Mitzuvin, even though it's not Lamais on the list of the Shemin's B'nai Noach. Okay, we'll stop here. Yes?
I remember I asked it on the
list. Yes.
Yeah, so that answers it.
Which one?
I asked you, yeah. Gemara Nida says the Makor for Ashkhas is either Los Enough or Yidechim B'nai Malay.
Right.
Now you just said the very thing.